LouisianaTravel.com to plan your trip today.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for our 12th season of In the Red Zone.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6060. 7-6.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our 8th season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals, live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Tuesday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and, of course, streaming live on WGSO.com. And we are on the Mixler app. That is the place to be if you want to listen on your mobile device. You can listen to us on the go. It's available for both Android and Apple. It's free, and there are no ads. So, of course, that's where you want to be to listen to all of your favorite WGSO programming. Also, want to talk about this. We're about a little bit over a month away, but I wanted to talk about it now, and we'll have Sarah on probably in a few weeks to talk about it a little further. But the fourth annual Bluesberry Music and Art Festival taking place in Covington will be on Saturday, October 7th, from 11:30 in the morning to 9 o'clock, and I'm excited about it. I had the opportunity to go last year, and what a wonderful backdrop to watch music and have good food and just a really, really enjoyable time at Bogafalia Park in Covington. This year, the headliner will be Band of Heathens. That's who it was last year, and if you haven't had the opportunity to see them and you want to take this opportunity, let's see who else is going to be there. You have 5-time Music Award winner Mike Zito, the Texas Blues singer-songwriter, guitarist Allie Venable, Nashville country band The Big 50, New Orleans natives Kevin and the Blues Groovers will also be there. But like I said, it's at Bogafalia Park in Covington, and it's October 7th. There's also plenty of good food. They have a food truck roundup, and it's really cool. Rustic Press, Roo Chow, Cranky Pig, Yum Yum, Gimme Some, Hocus Smocus, and more. There's you don't have to worry about the heat. And actually, it wasn't, I don't believe it was very warm out. I mean, It wasn't chilly by any means, but it wasn't what we've endured for the last month as far as the heat was concerned when I was there. But either way, they have the Gulf Coast Bank relaxation station where you can cool down, grab a cold drink, and there's a great view of the stage. There's also a beer garden, the Gallardo Signs Beer Garden, and there's going to be a lot of locally crafted brews from Abita Brewery, including the Abita Blueberry beer, which is exclusive to the festival. And a variety of wines from around the world will also be available at the Aquista Paces wine tent. Gosh, butchered that. And looks like general admission for the festival is $30 online, $40 at the gate. And kids 10 and under will be free. There'll be festival parking at the St. Tammany Justice Center. And also the Gulf Coast Bank trolley will be running throughout the day, which is actually how I got there. We parked downtown Covington, and in all transparency, it was my first time going to Covington, even though I've lived here for almost 7 years. That was my first time crossing the lake and going over to Covington, but had a great time. And if you have the opportunity, you need to check this out, because a ton of fun, very family friendly. And just like I said, just a cool backdrop to have a fantastic Saturday, listen to music, watch some great bands, and just a really, really good time. So again, you can go to bluesberryfest.com for more information. I'm sorry, thebluesberryfest.com to get your tickets and get more information. So make sure you check that out, and we'll be talking more about it as we get there. Granted, it is October 7th, but man, seems like in a blink of an eye it'll be here. So there you go. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Stayed cool. I don't think anybody was doing a whole lot of anything with it being. I know it was 103 according to my phone, but I heard on the news they said that they thought it was unofficially 105 on Sunday, and it was just too damn hot to do much of anything. I know Midsummer Mardi Gras was happening Saturday night, and hope if you went out there you stayed cool and had a good time, but it was just a little too hot for me. too hot. I stayed in and watched some college football Saturday, watched Notre Dame win over in Dublin, and then, of course, watched a little bit of NFL preseason on Saturday. Mostly just stuck to college on Saturday, and then watched the Saints Sunday night, which we'll talk a lot more about here coming up soon in the next segment. And a lot to talk about in regards to the NFL, because today is cut down day. Everybody should have their rosters already set. The deadline passed at 3 o'clock our time to get down to 53 players. And of course, there was a couple surprises. I don't think there was a lot of surprises. Probably more surprises of non-moves on other teams than really what happened with us. But we'll get more into that a little bit later in the show. I want to talk about the preseason coming up, how we wrap that up, and some of my takes on that. And we've got baseball stuff we need to talk about as well, so we'll get into that. And who knows? Unfortunately, Rudy's not feeling well, so he's going to have to sit out a few days, and hopefully it's nothing serious. I hope he doesn't have... I dare say its name, since it seems to be on the uptick again, and I've already had it in the last few weeks, but hopefully it's not anything COVID-related, and, everything's goes okay, because, unfortunately, on a sad note, the last week, one of the WWE superstars passed away with some complications that came around having COVID. And Wyndham Rotunda, who went by the name Bray Wyatt, and 36-year-old man, and loses life over something like that. It's sad. So that was a pretty shocking thing. Especially, I know he's got some young babies at home, and such a sad situation. And He was a very talented individual and a very creative individual, and he'll be very much missed. All right, well, let's take a break and come back. We'll talk about what went on over the weekend, and we'll get some of these final roster cuts from across the NFL going. We'll find out more about that as well. And who knows what else we'll get to. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
He's old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
We'll be right back.
we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So, you know, it was what it was this weekend with the Saints playing against the Texans in the last preseason game. And I'm glad that it's over as much as I was excited at the beginning. But then when you get to week three, it's kind of like, all right, let's get this over with so we can get to the regular season and get to see some meaningful football. It was nice to see Jimmy Graham have a great game Sunday against the Texans. But that was probably about the highlight of the day. Lucas Kroll had a good game. He had over 100 yards receiving. Jake Haener, not a great day. 17 of 38 for 172 yards. Was sacked twice and had two interceptions. Jameis was 11 of 16 with 93 yards passing. Did throw a touchdown, one to Jimmy Graham. That was about it. I don't know what, you know, I don't think there was anybody that really stood out in this game. You know, there was a few people that maybe were on the bubble that made it made it onto the team because of this game. But it was a pretty lackluster event overall. You know, last preseason game against a Texans team that aren't very good. Not to say that they won't surprise a few people, because there's always a team that does that, but I don't think they're ready to make that leap in the regular season quite yet. C.J. Stroud was 2-4 with a touchdown, 16 yards passing, and we didn't see Derek Carr, we didn't see Michael Thomas, we didn't see any of the starters. Now it's going to be a few weeks before we see Alvin Kamara. We won't see him until looks like October 1st against the Buccaneers at home will be the first game that he's eligible to come off the suspension list. So I believe that the Saints are in a good spot with Kendra Miller and Jamal Williams at running back. And who's to say with today being cut down day, that doesn't mean that there isn't going to be a few running backs that are out there that could fill in. I don't believe we saw Darrell Williams on Sunday either. Which does give the Saints some depth, but I would feel a little more comfortable if they had somebody else that was in there that could be reliable as well. You want to have some depth at the running back position, because it takes one person getting hurt and you're in a world of trouble. And right now we can't afford anything like that. But you know, I think overall, from what we saw out of Jameis in the preseason, I think he's exactly what everybody thought he was. Jake Haener, I think there's a lot of things to be excited about with him. He's not ready, that's for sure. However, I think he's got a big arm, especially for his size. He's got a really good arm, and I think he's somebody that you could be excited about, and that could be, you know, could work out to be something in the future. Certainly, I don't believe that he'll be the third string quarterback past this season. You know, with Jameis on a 1-year deal, I don't foresee Jameis to be back next year. And again, you know, where you can cut corners on salary cap, it's so important. And we've been very fortunate with the ability to do that here. But you know, I think that's going to be key moving forward. And if you don't have to, even though Jameis is, I think he's only getting like $3.2 million, something like that. If you don't have to spend that, you don't want to. But I think Jake Haener has a lot of potential. But we'll just see. You know, he's gonna have to do some learning, just to put it frank. He's got to learn behind Derek Carr and get used to the system, get used to the speed of the NFL game, and we'll see what you get out of that. And of course, there's meaningful football on Saturday this week. There was meaningful football last week, last Saturday as well, but now things really get started with tons of games on Sunday or Saturday. And then of course LSU will be taking on the number 5 ranked LSU will be taking on Florida State, who's ranked number 8, 6:30 on ABC from Orlando. And I'm excited to see what LSU brings to the table this year. I know it's not going to be easy with a few people on the injury report already. And, of course, Mason Smith won't be playing due to a suspension. But let's see. Running backs Armani Goodwin and Josh Williams, and offensive lineman Kimu, oh boy, McAnally, are on the injury report, and defensive tackle Mason Smith was suspended for taking part in an autograph signing event 1 month prior to the legalization of the NIL. But he also is dealing with an ankle injury, and he's on the injury report as well. So I don't know. Right now, Josh Williams is probable. Kimu McAnally, oh gosh, I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. He's questionable, and Armani Goodwin is doubtful. So we'll just have to see how that goes. I still look for LSU to have a great year. I think they have a lot of opportunity to have a great season. I mean, it's going to be tough because Georgia is still good, and you know, I've read a lot of people believe that they could win the national title for a third year in a row, and we'll just have to see. But I think there's a lot to be excited about with LSU. They had a good season last year. Beating Alabama was huge, and coming out ranked number 5, you know, you never know. You make the playoff games, and you shoot your shot and see what happens. But either way, it's going to be – I'm excited for this weekend for sure. I'll be able to put some money down on some college games, and that's what's most important. But I'm trying to see who Tulane plays this weekend. I'm not seeing – I'll have to look that up at the break and find out for you. Oh, here we go. Tulane's going to take on South Alabama here. And then we'll have coverage of ULL starting at 6:00 on Sunday night. I'm not sure who they're taking on, but either way, we'll have it here on WGSO 990 AM. They're going to be taking on Northwestern, so there you go. All right, let's take a break, and come back. We'll talk more about roster cutdowns in the NFL, and we'll see what else we can get to. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
And I shot that you're all fake, and you should have seen the look on your face. And I guess that's what it takes when comparing your belly aches. And it's been a long time, which agrees with this watch of mine.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old Is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old Is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old Is New Again. 9:00 Saturdays.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you and most...
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Smoke from wildfires is impacting the air quality in Louisiana. State Health Officer Dr. Joe Cantor.
Most people will do fine with the wildfire smoke. It might be a nuisance, but for the majority of people, it's not going to cause adverse health effects.
But for those with respiratory illnesses, he advises they stay indoors as much as possible. Louisiana sugarcane producers set a record by producing more than 2 million tons of raw sugar last year, but this year's numbers will be less due to the dry weather. Tico Fox has more.
LSU Ag Center sugarcane specialist Kenneth Gravois says sugarcane farmers are expecting a smaller harvest because of the historic drought.
As you go further west, they're in a little bit more extreme drought. When you get along Bayou Teche, Vermilion Parish, Acadia Parish, Jeff Davis, those production areas.
Harvest doesn't begin until fall, and some producers have yet to plant, so it's still not late for a decent crop to be had.
We just need some rain, and it's going to take more than 1, 2, or 3 inches of rainfall to reverse a drought of this magnitude.
I'm Tico Fox,
LRN.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Easy for you to say. Your heart has never been broken. Your pride has never been stolen. Not yet, not yet. One of these days, I bet your heart will be broken. I bet your pride will be stolen.
I'm
Hey, thanks for sticking around for more of the Something Radio Show on WGSO 990 AM. All right, so today we've been talking about it earlier in the show, but of course it is the day that you got to get the rosters down to 53 people in the NFL, and they had to do so before 3 o'clock our time today. And I don't know if this is the finalized list of who's been cut by the Saints, but either way, this is the latest news that I have. And of course, the big news from the Saints today was trading Will Lutz to Denver to reunite him with reunite the kicker with Sean Payton. Not sure what the return is. I can't imagine it being too much. I mean, it's the kicker, so you're probably looking at a late round draft pick, I would think. That would be about the extent of it. And Will Lutz had a lot of nice things to say in his post, or I guess he did a social media post earlier, thanking the city and saying he'll always be a part of Houdat Nation, and very complimentary. His agent, on the other hand, not so much. He was quick to tell the Denver Gazette's Chris Thomason that Lutz didn't. He was quoted saying he didn't lose his job. The Saints just made a poor decision. But either way, Blake Groupie's going to be the starting kicker for the Saints, and Will Lutz, I think, was a great kicker when he was healthy. Unfortunately, he's had some injury problems the last couple of years, and it is what it is. And I know coming back from a core surgery, that's got to be tough, especially being a kicker. And I would look for him to have a better season this year than what he did last year, and I'm sure he will, especially at a higher elevation and being with Sean Payton. Good for him. Thanks for everything you did, but I'm excited to turn the page, and I think Blake Groupie, I think he's got a lot of potential also. But Lutz's agent also said the better player is not the one who is left on the Saints roster. I will tell you that. I think it's a good situation for everybody involved. Lutz has got another opportunity, and Groupie's going to be kicking half of his games inside. So, you know, I think it's a good situation all the way around. All right, so let's talk about some of the other moves that the Saints made to get down to 53. Again, I don't know if this is everything. Some of the big ones that happened today was Bradley Roby being defensive back, Bradley Roby being let go. I think that surprised people after we traded for him a couple of years ago. That just shows how much faith that Dennis Allen has in Paulson Adebo and Alante Taylor. And I think Alante Taylor is poised to have a really big year. I'm excited to see what he can do, and Adebo as well. I think both players have shown that they can step up. And I look for our secondary to have a really good year. I think that we will. I think we'll see the return of a top five defense, and I believe our offense is going to be I don't know if it's going to be a top five, but I'd look for them to have a good year as well. But anyways, let's talk about some of these guys that are released. Fullback Jake Vargas, not a surprise. Linebacker Nick Anderson, not a surprise. Defensive tackle Prince Amelie, not a surprise. Kawan Baker, not really. I think that I'm a little more surprised, truthfully, that they didn't make a trade to send Traquan Smith to Denver. But, we'll have to see how that goes. I know he's been injured in the preseason also. Like I said, Bradley Roby being released. Offensive lineman Lewis Kidd didn't have a very good preseason, and not very surprising. The only thing surprising is that just having a depth on the offensive line, and I'm a little worried about the offensive line depth, but we'll see. Storm Norton also released, who was an offensive lineman. This surprised me because I thought he played well in the couple, you know, in the games that I saw him in. But linebacker Jalen Smith, former Pro Bowler with the Cowboys that they signed a few weeks ago and didn't make it. A little surprising. Tight end Jesse James, not a surprise. I don't even remember seeing him out on the field, whether it was at training camp when I was there or in a game. I never saw it. Defensive back Adrian Fry, not really surprised. Smoke Monday, who I think he had a good preseason last year, and then I believe he got hurt. And so I don't know, not really too much of a surprise. Defensive back Troy Pride, linebacker Ty Summers, former first-round draft pick Jonathan Abram, who was with the Raiders previously, he was cut. Running back Ellis Merriweather, and wide receiver Shaq Davis, offensive lineman Mark Evans, linebacker Anthony Orji, cornerback Anthony Johnson, defensive tackle Nico Lelos, tight end Lucas Kroll, who had had a big game on Sunday night with over 100 yards receiving. He very well could end up getting an opportunity somewhere else. You know, and that's what this is all about, is you can only keep 53, and a lot of these guys that even though they had good camps, probably they'll catch on somewhere. You have linebacker Ryan Connolly, tight end J.P. Holtz being released, and then this one just happened recently, or at least it was just added, but I'm surprised, running back Darrell Williams. So now here we are in another position where they are real thin at running back between Kendra Miller, and I would have to go on their website and see, because I don't even know right now, with Eno Benjamin being hurt early in training camp, I don't know who the third on the depth chart would be right now. And I don't know if this is even going to be updated, since they just got the roster set. Yeah. It looks like with Darrell Williams and Ellis Merriweather being released, it looks like Kirk Merritt would be the third string running back as of right now, while Kamara's out, of course. Kamara is number one, Jamal Williams two, Kendra Miller three. But I guess that leaves Kirk Merritt. And you know, and that's not to say that they don't make a couple of moves and pick somebody up once they get under the 53. Yeah, a little surprise there. And there it is. Yeah, well, I guess we'll just have to see what they do. But I don't look for them to be done. I think there's some needs that need to be addressed, mostly on the offensive line, though. And it seems like that's always an issue that the Saints have, is that that they end up needing depth at that position, and then not have it. But either way, so that's what the Saints have done. The biggest surprise is the non-trade of Jonathan Taylor after him being disgruntled over the last few weeks, and the Colts saying that they would trade him, but then they never got what they thought would be fair value. So he's been put on the physically unable to perform list, so he'll be out for at least the first four games. And they can still trade him between now and October 31st, which is the trade deadline. I don't know. We'll see. I don't think he would want to sit out a whole year. I think that after Le'Veon Bell did that, it's not such a wise idea. But who knows? I can't speak for the guy. But either way, it's all good. And now we can look forward to week one against the Titans on Sunday, September 10th at noon in the Dome on CBS. So that's where we're looking for. That's what we're looking forward to now. And for the most part, we made it through training camp without any major injuries, which is always nice. Rashid Shaheed should be back. DeMario Davis should be back. So we should be all set. And then, of course, we just need to wait a few weeks for Kamara to get back as well. So there you go. There is the update on the Saints 53. And we can, I'm sure tomorrow I'll have a little bit more information on it and to share. So we can get the official roster tomorrow. But as it looks right now, that's where we're at. So, all right, let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll wrap things up and get on out of here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
He's old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season, only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
Say radio show, and last night, kind of scary situation in baseball. You had the two people ran onto the field and knocked Ronald Acuna Jr. down after the Braves had won the game against the Rockies. But, you know, shame on security for that. But it is kind of scary. And I know Major League Baseball Players Association's calling for better player safety, which obviously you can't let something like that happen where two people get on the field and not only get on the field, but have enough time to knock a player down. And, you know, I can't remember the tennis player's name, but cause it was years ago that the fan ran onto the court and stabbed the female tennis player. But you just can't have that kind of stuff going on. Let's see here. Let's talk a little more positive things about baseball, but or at least not people getting knocked down and fans running onto the field. Let's see here. ESPN had an interesting article today about who they think should be who the 2024 Rookie of the Year favorite should be and who could be called up for September this year. And the number one player that they picked on there was a former LSU product, Paul Skeens, which, man, I don't know. Are you ready to expose him to the major leagues yet? He's just had a limited workload right now, pitching in Double A. But you know, certainly he's I think going to have a great career. But it's tough to see. He's in Double A right now. Also, Colson Montgomery. He was picked as the number two prospect to be called up with the White Sox. Evan Carter, number three. Kobe Mayo, number four with the Orioles, who's in AAA. And Jordan Lawler at five. James Wood with the Nationals at six. Junior Caminero at seven. But I'm going through this list. I'm like, where's Dylan Cruz? Dylan Cruz, he made the honorable mentions. I don't know what he's hitting currently right now, and I guess he's in Double A, but you never know, he could get called up. And I think it's a little different situation whenever you have pitchers as opposed to position players. I think it's a little bit better for the position players to get those call-ups at the end of the year, although, you know, obviously there's guys that need to that'll have to come up, and at that point in the season too, so many teams, especially teams that are in the mix to make the postseason, need those extra arms to give some guys some breaks before a playoff run. But I think it's more beneficial for these young position players because they get an earlier taste of what pitching in the major leagues is really like, and that without, you know, losing their eligibility to be Rookie of the Year the following year. Because I think next year it's going to be there's a lot of good looking players that are going to be making it to the majors. I don't know if Paul Skeens is going to be that guy. He's going to get called up next year. That's a big jump for pitchers. Not to say he can't do it. However, you also don't want to put him in a situation where he's not successful and you break his spirit. You know, that's the last thing you want. But, you know, with Mason Wynn of the Cardinals getting called up, you have guys like Jackson Merrill with the Padres, who's in Double A, but very well could make that jump from Double A to the majors. Trying to think who else is there. I wouldn't be surprised to see somebody like Dylan Cruz at least get a long look in spring from the Nationals to make the team, because, you know, just what he was able to do in his college career. I mean, my goodness, he reached base every game this year. And the Nationals are a team that I don't think they're going to be very good next year either. And if he has an opportunity to play every day, why not? Why not put him out there? You know, I don't think it's a confidence breaker if he's on the major league team and he's not as successful as what of what maybe his potential is. But I think he's the type of player that that can be successful because, you know, he can work counts and, you know, I guess it's really gonna come down to spring training and how well he performs there against major league pitching. But I hope he does make it because I think he has a real good opportunity to be the rookie of the year. So you got Colson Montgomery maybe possibly coming up, Evan Carter, Jordan Lawler. Let's see here, Jackson Churio, Peter Crow Armstrong of the Cubs, Jackson Merrill of the Padres, Ricky Tiedemann, left-hand pitcher for the Blue Jays. We'll see. But there's still, even though it's been a rough season for me being a Cardinal fan, you know, we're getting to the point now of the season where things start getting a lot more interesting. And, you know, you have a team like the Angels, who really they did everything they could to try to put a winning team on the field. However, it's just not worked out. And now you have injuries to Mike Trout back on the DL, Shohei Ohtani with the torn UCL, just not looking good. And I would be shocked to see him back there. But as it stands right now, they've won three out of their last 10 games. The Mariners now sit on top of the AL West with the Rangers a game behind and the Astros a game behind. You have the Twins leading in the Central with the Orioles leading in the AL East, Orioles, then the Rays and the Blue Jays. And the Braves just continue to take care of business. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They've got a 12.5 game lead on the Braves or on the Phillies right now. And then the Brewers are leading the Central, five games up on the Cubs. And the Dodgers lead in the NL West with a 13-game lead on the Diamondbacks. So there you go. All right, that is all the time we have for tonight. So I need to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, remember, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough.
For more of Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Now is the time to refocus on you. Take that first step toward total health and wellness. Call Kronos in Metairie. Kronos is locally owned and operated by expert physicians. They offer weight loss injections, a full med spa, and a fitness center. Call Kronos today for your consultation. Discuss your goals and put your plan to work. Call Kronos 504-267-4549. That's 504-267-4549.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
This is William Wallace. Listen to my show on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.